Alright. So I'm here with my friend who's telling me a story with dumping garbage. So you were telling me that you had difficulties now disposing of your garbage, eh?
Well, one of my pet peeves was basically the, you know, you have excess garbage. I'll give you an example, a mattress that you want to throw out or stuff like this. The other day, I had a mattress to throw out. I phoned 311. This is, we pick it up on regular garbage day, but instead of keeping the garbage for the mattress for two weeks outside the house, collecting rain, snow, sleet, whatever, and it gets double the weight, I says, I'll do them a favor. I'll throw it in the back of my truck, pickup truck, which, you know, it's on, you know, I'm lucky I got a pickup truck. I threw in the back of my pickup truck. I do the city a favor by bringing it over to the city dump.
Yeah.
So they put me on a scale, and they wanted a $20 deposit. On the way out, they only gave me $10 back, because it was $10 for the dump. I says, here I am, I'm doing you a favor of disposing of this thing, and they're charging me for bringing it to the dump where I have to go through that procedure of doing them a favor, not looking at an ugly mattress on the side of a curb. Like, I mean, where's this city coming to? That should be a favor where I should be allowed to bring my garbage to the city dump.
Yeah,
it's garbage. You're doing the pickup a favor.
You know what I think it is? I think the bureaucracy is so stupid that they cannot allow for such things to happen. You know,
You know what I think it is, Andre? Sorry, I mentioned your name. I don't know if you want your name mentioned or whatever. Anyways, yeah, right. What I think it's the rich, the middle class, and the poor. We're fighting each other. Basically, the rich can afford to go out to restaurants and stuff. They don't make garbage at home. Do you understand what I'm saying? The mayors, the councillors that got these budgets and spending. You know, there's people that are, you know, lucky. They can afford to go to restaurants. And it's the restaurant that has to pay for that bin for the garbage. And they don't make garbage at all. But people like blue-collar workers that try to make ends meet, that try to get ahead in life, are making garbage. Sure they make garbage because they buy a package of meat, it's got a package of this, a package of that, the leftovers, they go into the garbage. Like, garbage should be picked up once a week, no, regardless. You're recycling, you're organic, and you're solids. Everything should be picked up once a week.
Hey, look on those trees, how much, what do you call that green stuff?
We resodded it.
No, you see, it's green stuff on the trunk of the tree.
Oh, that's moss, yeah.
Yeah, how much there's so... How come there's so much of it?
Maybe because there's a lot of humidity. Usually moss is caused by a very humid ground in
the
bottom. Yeah,
and it's always facing north, right?
Exactly.
But I've never seen as much, like
north,
not even
north,
in the
northwest.
Forest.
It's more north, northwest.
Holy crap, that's amazing. Anyways, going back to the garbage problem, as you stated, that's very interesting that you make that point, because very few people make that point today. You see, the reason they say they introduced this is that Toronto has apparently a garbage problem, is reproducing a lot of garbage. So by making it more difficult for people to produce garbage, they are...
They're hoping that it reduces
garbage.
No. Because you know what? You're going to get illegal dumping. Andre, I'll give you a good example. Myself, that's an outdoorsman. You know, you go out into the bush, onto a trail, where you think you're in no man's land. You think nobody, this is virgin. You'll find a rubber tire. You'll find a cylinder, a propane, those one-pound cylinders, which I'm very, very much against. Those things should be paid. There should be a deposit paid on those, and those things should be dropped off at location. I could bring it to spots right now where I could find you tires in the side of the ditches everywhere. You'll always, always have a problem, Andre. People will always, always make garbage. You put a pig in a pig pen, he's going to make garbage.
Yeah.
You know, you got to clean it. It's unfortunate, Andre. You got to eat. You got to live. What are they trying to do? I think what they're trying to do is you find a hiding place for your garbage. We don't want it. It's your problem if you make garbage. That's where it comes down to the rich, the poor, and the middle, you know, the middle class. That's where it comes down to what I was just saying previously. It's the rich are laughing at the poor. The poor can't afford to go to restaurants, so they got to make garbage at home. And that's the problem. These people that are making these decisions at city council are people that are making 60,000-70,000 above the average of the low income earner that has to, like my dad, my parents, when they immigrated to this country, they had to make ends meet.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. They looked after everybody was equal. Now it's based upon, hey, you either got it or you don't got it. If you don't got it, too bad, sucker. That's basically what it's all
about. You know, that